USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up.
A new poll released by Quinnipiac University Tuesday shows Democratic Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke down 9 points in his race against Texas Senator Ted Cruz. 54% of likely voters say they would support Cruz. Meanwhile, 45% say they would support O'Rourke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The Air Force says it needs more firepower to meet the rising threats from Russia and China. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
Senior Air Force officials say they want to add more bombers, more fighters, tankers, and other frontline aircraft by 2030. They're asking for a nearly 25% increase in operational squadrons over the next 12 years. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson saying her call for the biggest Air Force since the Cold War reflects an honest assessment of what it needs to fight and win a potential future war with China or Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is one of the companies that will receive an exemption from President Trump's $200 billion worth of tariffs that go on Chinese goods. Now, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, was asked to explain this on Good Morning America.
The iPhone is assembled in China, but the parts come from everywhere. And so there are components that come, including the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Wanda Barzee was an accomplice to the kidnapping of Elizabeth Smart. Barzee is being released from prison on Wednesday after officials determined they miscalculated her sentence. Elizabeth Smart joined CBS this morning to talk about the release.
I don't know all the conditions of her release, but I have been reassured multiple times that she will be kept a very close eye on, and as soon as she messes up, which I've been reassured that she will be taken back to federal prison for the duration of the 5 years. I have been informed on who the agent is, who the federal agent is, who will be supervising her, and I do believe that he will do the job to the best of his ability. So I have faith in him. I just lack faith in her.
Smart also opens up about an experience she had when she was kidnapped.
She just was the kind of woman that she was just evil and twisted. And I remember when they used to force me to drink alcohol. And one time they had me drink so much. I was a 14-year-old girl. I never touched alcohol in my life that I ended up throwing up and then passing out in it. And both of them just let me lie there all night.
Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.